Back on Radio Row inside the Convention Center, and now joining us is a Super Bowl legend for multiple teams, right? The Colts, that's the second one. The main one is the New England Patriots, where he did win a few championships, and you may have heard, kicked two pretty important kicks, and then also you could even say four important kicks if you go back to the snowball game, and that's the great Adam Vinatieri. Adam, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
Now, I kind of want to say, Adam, Pro Football Hall of Famer, right? Adam Vinatieri, but the Hall of Fame, for some reason, gives, like, no love to special teams players. Now, you're not eligible yet.
Right.
Are you officially retired?
Yeah, I'm in. Come on. Yeah,
You never know.
Well, I'm not coming back. I know some guys do a little bit. I tried after my season-ending surgery in 2019. I thought, well, I'm going to make a comeback, and it wasn't in the cards. So I am officially retired. I have been for a few years, yeah.
Okay, so based off that, when you're eligible for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I think you should be first ballot.
Well, I appreciate it. I wish you had a vote.
Yeah, well, I don't. Got a lot of old guys that watch the game forever. They make all these cases for people that I'm like, what? We're missing the obvious ones.
Right.
Like Sean Alexander joined us yesterday. And Sean, we've had Sean on a bunch. Guy's had 100 touchdowns.
Right.
He should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but because he didn't play long enough, he doesn't get in.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a very difficult thing. Like, people don't understand how hard it is. Like, you see, they're voting the final guys in tonight, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but everybody that's in the last cut, deservedly, rightfully so. I mean, they're there for a reason. They probably have all put up stats that ultimately deserves to be in the hall, but there's just not that many guys that get to make it. So there's really, really good athletes, great football players that potentially could and should be Hall of Famers that don't make it because they just don't put a lot of them in.
If someone hit you up and said, why should I advocate for you to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, what would you say?
Well, I guess my argument would be 24 years at doing something at the highest level, I don't care what position you do. All-time leading scorer, 4 Super Bowls, couple game winners in Super Bowls. I mean, I'm obviously, you know, talking myself up right now, but I think there's guys that deserve it. You know, there's Ray Guys is the only punter in right now. I think, you know, it's a position, you know, specialist. Well, Devin Hester's in right now, right? And they go, does he deserve to be in, like, you know, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady or something? And I go, he changes the games. I mean, when you're so fearful that you don't want to kick a ball to him because you know he can single-handedly beat you, then I think that deserves real, you know, real consideration, I guess. So for a guy like myself, I think I contributed to my team's success. I hopefully think that. And some of my teammates and coaches and stuff, you know, say nice things about me at times. So I think if it happens, if it's in the cards, I'll be super, super excited for it. I mean, it's a dream come true and a huge honor. So if it happens, great, you know.
I'll say two other special teams guys that I believe should be in. Obviously, of course, you look at Steve Tasker.
When you said special teams, guys, I said Steve Tasker was the first thing that came to my mind.
You got to start with Steve because, like, being younger, I'll get on the radio and I'll say when Matthew Slater retires, Matthew should be in the Hall of Fame. And I always preface it by saying I know we're going to get calls about Steve Tasker.
For sure.
Steve Tasker absolutely should be in the Hall of Fame. Both those guys should get in one day.
Slater, like Steve, he was finishing his career when I was starting, and I played against Slater a bunch of times. And yeah, you're mentioning two guys that when you start getting game plan stuff ready, you're playing the Patriots or you're playing the Bills or you're playing whoever, and you go, all right, we have to play against, you know, this guy. You change your game plan for him. You double team this guy or you do certain things to try to not let him wreck the game against you. When you're doing that, I mean, that's a special kind of guy. I mean, that's not – what do they do to the best receiver in the league? Well, they do double coverage on him or they put a safety over the top or they do whatever to try to take him out of the game. There's no real difference other than maybe the special teams guy might not be on the field quite as many plays, but they can either wreck or make a game for you too. Hester.
Absolutely.
My God.
Look how he opened this. You know, look how he opened the Super Bowl.
I do. Yeah. And you know what we did? After that happened, our coach came up to me and said, we're not kicking him the ball the rest of the game.
Yeah.
Do not let him get the ball in his hand.
I always think, too, one of the great side stories because of you. You robbed Ricky Prohl of 2 Super Bowls.
I know Ricky.
You go
He's
back
a good
to the Rams
yeah,
and
yeah,
then the Panthers.
Yeah, yep.
Where he makes the what thought to be the touchdown catcher was going to continue the game for them. Yep. And you go boot the field goal. So Tom leads him down the field. But then you guys won together in Indianapolis, right?
Yeah. Yep, yep. It was awesome. We had a lot of conversations. He's like, man.
All is forgiven, I guess.
Well, kind of, yeah, kind of. Then Don Davis played for the Rams, and then he came to the Patriots and got a Super Bowl with us as well. So he's like, man, you can't beat him. You got to join him kind of thing. But it's funny. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's amazing how paths cross, and Ricky's an awesome dude. I love the guy, and he's such a great player. And you know, for us to play together on that team and get one together was special.
So you're in a unique position. You know, me being a Patriot fan, I hate the Colts. They are my least favorite team in the league. Now, on this show, my producer over there, Hot Take Hickey, is the biggest Colt sycophant you'll ever meet.
Right.
Do you consider yourself...
Yes,
more
both.
Of a Patriot or
no.
a Colt?
No. I know. And
I don't want to hear the Colts answer.
I'm going to give you... I don't know if it's a politically correct answer, but this is the thing. I literally feel like I played two full careers. I really did.
You did.
I mean, 10 years in New England, 14 years with the Colts. I mean, most guys don't get to play a fraction of either of that, right? You know, 4 or 5 years. I played two careers with two different teams. Yeah, obviously, when I was with New England, I was on the team that built a dynasty, right?
Yeah.
So
one of the
some
biggest
of my best.
Why.
Well, we all contributed in our own way. I feel like I did my part a little bit as well. And some of those guys are still my diehard friend / brothers. I mean, I have conversations. I have relationships with a lot of these guys still to this day, 20 years later, right? Mm-hmm. And I cannot deny the fact, like, I'm in Indy. I still live there. I still go to the facilities and talk to the guys and stuff like that. So, you know, is my relationship with Brewski and Willie McGinnis and Vrabel and those any different than my relationship with Peyton Manning and Reggie Wayne and those guys? No. So it's hard for me when people sit there and go, oh, man, in my eyes, you're a Patriot. Okay, I understand why. Absolutely. I don't deny that. That was some of the greatest years of my life. But
I try to block out those 14 years. And you know what I never get? I was at a Patriot-Colts game, Thursday Night Football. This was a few years ago. How any Patriot fan, when they say your name, boos you.
Yeah.
Well, they need to be punched in the face.
Well, it's funny because some of the people, you can see the conflict in the crowd because somebody will be talking some trash. Yeah, you suck, Vinny. And then his buddy right next to him, like, man, shut up. You know he does suck kind of thing. So it's entertaining. And that's just the passion level of Patriot fans. And that's why I loved them so much because they would be the first ones to boo the piss out of you if you're not doing a good job. But they're the first ones that are gonna say, you know, we love you. We love you to death kind of thing. So I think at the end of the day, I'm okay with that. I'm okay. You know, the first time I played there after I moved to Indy, they standing ovation when I came out. They booed the piss out of me for 60 minutes straight, and then they gave me a standing ovation when I left again. And I go, respect. I told 100% I dig that. I like that. There's nothing wrong with that.
What's your favorite kick of all time?
The one I'm the most proud of by far is the game-tying snowball kick, the 45-yarder in the blizzard in the divisional round. I mean, there's nothing like kicking a game-winning Super Bowl to end the game. I dreamt about that as a kid. I got to live that twice in my career. I mean, there's nothing like that, for sure. But if you ask me, give me one kick that you're the most proud of, it's got to be the one in the snow.
Tell me what you're doing today with DiGiorno.
Yeah, DiGiorno's awesome. They have a program going. If you go on to DiGiornoDoinks.com and register, sign up, if there is a kick in the Super Bowl, field goal or PAT, that doinks off the crossbar or the upright.
This promotion.
I know. They're giving free pizza out to anybody that signs up and registers. So, awesome. I sit there and I go, I want them to doink it so everybody gets pizza, but I want them to doink it and it goes in still so everybody's happy.
Or you have a kicker, have a little bit of a bad performance like what you did up against Houston early,
right,
and then you end with the cherry on top of the sundae and no one forgets about
that. That works too. Yeah, absolutely. So it's a great program. I'm a huge pizza guy, Italian guy, you know, and what's better than DiGiorno pizza? You know, pull it out of the oven or pull it out of the freezer, throw it in the oven, and you don't have to call in, you know, delivery and they're late and they're not there. Come on, get you some pizza.
Who wins the game?
Ooh, two best teams in football right now.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the two teams that from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, they're the best teams in football. You know, you could say Buffalo was in there. You could say Cincy was in there. You could say the 49ers and all that stuff. But I really think that the two best teams in football are playing in this game, which is awesome. It's the way it should be. Nick Sirianni was in Indy a couple years ago. I love the guy. I'd love to see him win one. I still think if I'm a betting man, I think Kansas City edges them out, though.
Adam Vinatieri, thanks so much for doing this. We appreciate
it. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, you know, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.